Welcome, everybody. It is Thursday, October 3rd, 2019. This is the 3 p.m. Eastern Time PSS call, and we have a great crowd, a great group on the call today. So we're going to start with celebrations. And Lauren, since you were the first one on, can I call on you to get us started?
Sure.
Awesome.
So I am going to celebrate just that. I've been working for a long time on being in a relationship. Well, I don't know if that's how I say it, but it sounds kind of weird. But having a good relationship with my son. So I have been working for a long time on that, and I feel like he's 18. He's a senior this year. He's applying to college, and I feel like that has been really helpful. I mean, it's not always, you know, doesn't always do things the way I would want him to, but I feel like we are in a good place.
Awesome. Nice. Okay. Julie M., what about you?
I'm going to celebrate that my 13-year-old daughter made the connection between her medicine, helping her complete tasks, her schoolwork on her own. And so I'm hoping that means that we're moving forward into another phase of where she actually buys in and agrees to take the medication on a regular basis.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Okay, so she made a link.
Yes.
Huge. Brilliant.
Yep.
Okay. Julie Zeff, what about you?
I'm going to celebrate that my daughter, who's 12, has really been doing a great job with turning in her assignments for the most part, and has some pretty good grades, and we're really trying not to focus on the grades and more on the process, but she's been doing them both. So it's been great, and has a really, most importantly, really just has overall a pretty positive attitude about it all, and is pretty agreeable, and so it's taken a minute to put a structure in place to support that. So I'm
great.
Excited that it's working and still working for now.
Love it. It's working. Love it. Okay. Who else? Let's move to, so we've got Julie, Lauren. Anne, what about you?
I'm celebrating that the first 6 weeks is over. And we get to start fresh again.
Yeah.
So,
my
son ended up failing one class.
Okay.
But he really made an attempt to get caught up at the very last minute. And I feel like it was kind of a teacher issue that he didn't get caught up. And so we just celebrated, hey, we learned a lot. We learned we can't wait till the very last week of the 6 weeks. And so he's excited to start over again, and he has set some goals. And now we just have to kind of work on those.
Well, so it sounds like not only is the 6 weeks over, but you've got some real ownership on his part that's different.
Some days.
Okay. Well, you know, that's – they're. If they're not erratic, they're not teenagers. So
yeah. So one of his goals is to try harder, and bless his heart, that's a great goal for him. And I don't want him to feel like a failure in that. So now I got to figure out how to
help him identify
make that work
what
for him.
Looks like
yeah.
Well, and that's the question I would guide you to is trying harder is great, but it's kind of like saying grow taller.
Right.
So
right.
What does it look like for you to try harder? Right. And let him articulate it a little bit more. Just leave it there for the moment. But that's the question I would guide you to. Right.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Help him. You know, call him forward. And the metaphor that always works with kids is it's kind of like growing taller. Somehow they kind of get that that's ridiculous. You can't do that. So what does that look like?
Right.
Okay, who else? What about Elise? What do you want to celebrate?
I guess I will celebrate that he still, despite, you know, some setbacks he's been having and some disciplinary issues and bad choices he's been making, he still wants to do, get his Eagle Scout, which, you know, may or may not be attainable at this point. And he is also still very interested in, you know, graduating on time and not being a super senior. So we have those two things to kind of motivate him to help keep him on the straight and narrow.
Okay. So he still wants to be successful, and he knows what that looks like.
He does, yes.
Great. Super. Okay, Kathy, what about you? What are you celebrating?
Our son, Patrick, is 13, and he rode his bike to school 3 days this week. The very first week of school, he fell off his bike, and so I think he had some, you know, anxiety and some hesitancy. So he pushed mm-hmm. through that and has taken back up the routine.
Awesome. He felt the fear and did it anyway. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. Stephanie, are you still there? Somebody dropped off and just came back. Stephanie, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm on here. I just have you on mute because my three-year-old is around the house right now.
That's okay.
I was thinking, so we've had some little successes. We've still really been working on morning routine, but really having broken it down and, like, literally step by step and having a reward each step along the way, we've been better about at least, you know, getting medicine and getting out of bed and, you know, putting some of the pieces together. And so that has been it's been nice to have a few right steps in the morning at least.
Okay, so and the big picture, it sounds like his mornings are sort of slowly getting better.
Yes.
Awesome.
Hopefully.
Brilliant. And Gail, what are you celebrating?
Well, I don't know if this is the right way to do it, but
there are no rights and wrongs here. You get to do what works for you.
I've been working on figuring out structures and how to do things for my son, who's 8, actually. But he's kind of giving me a lot of pushback. And this week, I'm kind of just focusing on starting some things for me. So I started with a new therapist yesterday. I'm starting with this call today. And I got acupuncture today. So if I can be in a better place, I feel like it helps everyone. So
love that.
That's my celebration.
that's there's no right or wrong, but that's definitely right.
Okay.
I love that. All right. So I think we got everybody. Where are we taking aim this week, y'all? What do you want to focus on? Anybody feel free to jump in, or it may be easier for me to go around, whatever you prefer.
This is Julie. Can I go? This is Julie.
Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. So my 12-year-old, she's doing better with her grades and with all my celebrations. But so now there's this point she's kind of at where she – and I've been helping to manage the process a lot, like stepping in more while trying to give her autonomy all at the same time. But she wants more autonomy, so I'm – taking aim at how to be with her in a supportive way that feels good for both of us as she is trying to take more responsibility and feels like she's ready. And the line that I hear in these groups coming up over and over, and she has said this too, and it's happened to us, where she said, "I got this," and
mm-hmm.
she totally doesn't have it. So,
okay. So I
want to
focus you a little
that.
Bit more. So I want to focus you a little bit more, because taking aim on, you know, letting her be more responsible is really big. So what's the one area where you want to transfer the baton in the next couple of weeks? What's one specific area where she's ready to take it on and you're ready to step back?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I'm ready for any of it, really, but I want to be.
Okay, so do we need to take aim on managing your anxiety around her?
Maybe that's a better place to start.
Well, so, but Okay, we're going to keep going. I want to come back to you. I want you to think about what's one area where she's asking for independence and she feels like she's ready, where you think you could help her get ready. Okay? I'm going to
okay,
move
well,
on. Don't
I
answer me
it.
Yet. Don't
okay,
answer
fine.
Yet.
Okay.
Hold
okay.
it, and we'll come back, okay? Julie
okay.
M., what do you want to take aim on?
I'd like to continue sort of the conversation with my daughter about the medicine and just kind of work on her buying in more.
Okay. So buy into medication.
And, yep.
Okay. And I just want to offer to you, you know, emphasis on staying curious.
Okay.
Right? Like stay
yep.
curious around what's going on with her around medication instead of sort of moving into that, I want her to learn this.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
Just because I know you well enough to know that that's what she needs from you.
Yeah.
It's not for you to take, because you could say, okay, now you got this. Now here's what's important about it. And we want to really
right.
stay back and let her keep doing the learning, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
I've got a baby with her. Yep.
Yep. Okay. Lauren, what about you? Where are you taking aim?
What you were just talking about is kind of, except not with medicine, just overall. Is where I want to take aim on really trying to be in level 3 most of the time.
Around any particular issue? Like, do you feel like your kid's ready for that?
I feel like he is because he really likes to be autonomous in, like, a lot of areas, and I think he can be autonomous in a lot of areas. I've just noticed myself lately, which I never would have noticed it before, but when I tell him what to do, I want to stop telling him what to do so much. Or
okay.
not so much.
Yeah.
I really want to start moving into that level 3 where
that
I'm
level...
not telling him what to do. If
so
that makes sense.
Let me refresh, okay? Because level 1 is telling him what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Level 2 is collaborating, but it's still your agenda. Level 3 is collaborating, but it's now his agenda.
Yeah,
which
I'm really trying to get it to be his agenda.
Level 3. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So is there one area where you feel like you've been doing this more and you know he's really ready for you to back off?
I don't know. The college thing is tricky because, you know.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. Probably the college area. But
so
I don't
you
know
wanted
if he's
to do a
no,
little bit
level
more,
letting
it be his agenda, so that you're in a support role instead of a leadership role in the college stuff.
Yeah, I'm not ready to do that though. I mean, honestly.
Okay, then. No, be honest. So if you're not ready, where are you ready to be more in a support role and less in a leadership role? Okay, we're coming back to you too. Hold it.
Okay.
Think about it. Process it.
Okay.
Y'all are doing great, and I know it's hard. And for those of you who are new, what I want you to hear is we may spend a lot of time just taking aim, but when you take the time to take aim, it makes everything go so much more smoothly, right? So it's worth it to really get clear. Anne, what about you? What do you want to focus on?
I'm just stuck between some of the other family situation, what some of the other moms are saying. I've got that 13-year-old getting into that teenager, and he's just learned that he has celiacs and that his food intake is now going to be significantly limited.
Mm-hmm.
Just so,
so you know, I have
really
a celiac. So if you ever want to do some private coaching on that, been there, just so you know.
Well, I have celiacs, so it's not a surprise. And so
yeah,
I can
okay.
I feel like I can really support that. And but he says, you don't know what it's like to be a kid with it. You don't know. And I said, you're right. I don't know what it's like to be a kid. But last night I am like trying to go out of my way to find foods, you know, that
yeah.
I'm like, hey, these are really good foods, right?
And he said to me, I didn't ask you to do this. Why are you doing these things? I didn't ask you to do this. I didn't ask you to, you know, get me chips after school. I didn't ask.
Okay, so,
so
I'm going to stop you.
Trying to throw
What's
back.
The change you want to see?
The collaboration. I just want some of that collaboration. And I just don't know
around
if he's maybe
food.
Too angry yet.
It may
around
be.
Food.
Okay.
So he may just still be
you
angry.
Want to take aim with sort of getting being more collaborative with him around food.
Yes.
Okay. We can do that. Okay.
Awesome.
And what about who's next? What about Kathy? Are you ready?
Yes. I have just been learning about the four stages from the online materials. So I think mm-hmm. where I'm at is moving from one to two around homework routines with my son.
Cool. Awesome. Okay. And can you be more specific in terms of which particular homework routine?
Oh, just on a daily basis, reading, keeping up with reading related tracking. You know, they have reading logs and tracking systems.
So reading
all of it
tracking.
Is complicated, and
yep.
it's complicated for him.
So is that the best place for you to start?
Yep.
Okay. So moving from phase one to two in terms of reading tracking.
Mm-hmm.
Elise, what about you?
Well, I guess I have several things I would like to take aim on, but I'll just focus on one.
You
got to
start with one. That's the challenge.
Sometimes it's difficult to choose, plus there's some high-level ones. But anyway, I guess I would focus on schoolwork and on him trying to take more responsibility for just what needs to be done. You know, he's 17. He's going to be 17. He's a junior in
high
school.
So I'm going to stop
dead.
You for just a minute and mm-hmm. narrow in. So there's a lot that needs to be done, and taking responsibility is big. So what in particular are you feeling like you'd like to see him taking ownership of?
Well, I would like to see him take more ownership of what needs to be done and doing it himself. He's been in an IEP. He's used to having people kind of organize things for him and tell him what he needs to do, where he's at, and, you know, not really kind of taking ownership of that himself. And I've gone back and forth to trying to be his administrative assistant, to trying to organize things for him, and to getting totally frustrated and saying, okay, you know, you're on your own. You know, his case
right.
manager does
so
it for him.
What does he want?
He wants to graduate on time because he's not a super senior.
Okay, so he wants
That's
to graduate
basically,
on time. And so
yes.
if you look at that as the long-term goal, what's the short-term goal between here and there that it would help for him to get more ownership of?
Well, passing his classes, first of all.
Okay, which class in particular is he at risk of not passing?
Well, several. English, history. English and history right now. I mean, he's already failed a couple. He's already doing credit retrieval for a couple of those, so.
Okay. So the two areas where he's really struggling and probably still needs your support are the reading-based classes.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he still needs you to be in phase two with him around the reading-based classes because there's a lot of work. Where do you
mm-hmm.
feel like he might be ready to be in phase three? And maybe I'm wrong. Let me step back because that may not be the question. The question may be that you're trying to get him from trying to change from being in phase one to phase two with him. Is that correct?
I guess so, yeah. Like I said, I feel like we got back and forth between maybe doing too much and then not doing enough, just kind of
mm-hmm.
you start doing too many things for him or just try to start doing some things for him, and he, you know, doesn't do his part. I feel like I'm doing my part to help him, but then he's not stepping up to do his part, and then I get frustrated and just, you know, back
is
off altogether.
Is he clear what his part is?
Well, trying to make some effort, I guess, to, you know, to keep track of the homework assignments and do them. You know, he tells me you kind of get on his case a little bit. And he says, you know, I'm trying. You don't know how hard I'm trying. And then I hear from the teachers. Then I say, okay, all right, I understand. I'm sorry. You know, but then you talk to the teachers, and he's just sitting in the class. He's got his headphones on, doodling on paper. You know, does not appear, you know, that he's making an effort and trying in the class.
Okay.
So
what I'm hearing, I think, is that what you're really looking for, Elise, is to move into sort of a collaborative place with him around his schoolwork.
Mm-hmm.
Where you feel like you're working together as a team, and it's not sort of either or.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. That's a great place to take it. Let's leave it at that for the moment. Okay.
Okay.
Stephanie, what about you?
Sorry. I think that right now we're going to take aim on just making sure assignments are getting written in our assignment notebook, and that our afternoon homework's getting turned in, because we've had two of the last 5 days where it's gotten left at home or not turned in. And
so that's, you know, that's two things: assignments written in the notebook and turning in assignments are two separate
that's
things.
True, yeah.
So
I think right now probably just
first?
Getting things actually written down.
Okay, great. So or finding the way for him to know what his homework is.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because what I want to remind you is that it could be writing it in the notebook, and it could be that in one class he needs to be calling his friend. Like, who knows, right?
Okay, sure. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, thanks. Gail, what about you?
I would like to work towards getting my son to do his morning routine more intimately.
Morning routine more what?
Independently.
Okay. And is there a particular part of it? Is it?
Oh, well, you know, right now it's the whole thing, you know, he needs like several reminders.
So what's the one piece of the routine that you'd like, that you think he's ready to be doing independently?
I'd like him to... I mean, I could just, he's really ready to do all of them, so I can just pick one. Is that what?
Yeah.
What should do?
Or maybe you pick one that he might be motivated to do.
Right.
And you say, I want him to do the morning routine, that's like saying, I want mornings to be better. Well, that's lovely, but where do you want to start? What's the one area where you're ready for him, right, to own it?
I'd like him to get up and eat his breakfast in the morning.
Well, so get up and eat his breakfast are actually two separate things.
Okay.
All right. So which of those?
Yeah. Let's start with the first thing.
So you're breaking up.
Just
try
get
again.
Get up out of bed.
Okay, so getting up out of bed. You want him to be able to get up out of bed on his own.
Right, when the alarm rings, yeah.
Well, I'm going to say get up out of his bed on his own, because – what you want to then begin to work on with him is helping him come up with a system that works for him. And it may be getting up when the alarm rings, or it may be snoozing an alarm two times, or we don't know what his system needs to be, right?
Okay.
You want him to get up when the alarm goes off. But what you really want is for him to get up at the time that's designated for him to get up.
Right.
So when you say, I want him to get up when the alarm goes off, you're taking aim on a system or a structure.
Okay.
When you say, I want him to get up at the time he needs to get up to be able to get his morning done, then part of that is helping him figure out what time does he really need to get up, what time does he set his alarm in order to get up at that time, what time does he need to go to bed in order to wake up at that time, right? There's a lot of other pieces that lead him to that one thing of getting up. But he's got to be part of that process of figuring out, okay, I need to be out of bed by 6:30 in order to be able to be downstairs by 7 in order to yada yada. Does that make sense? Are you there?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know if you can hear me.
She ran away after that, right? Okay.
It totally makes sense to me. And making him.
All right, so let's leave it at that. Very specific, but I want y'all to hear, especially those of you who are new, I'm getting really, really down to the gritty, nitty-gritty, because you can really only take aim on one thing at a time. And when you do, that's where the successes are, because as soon as you achieve that success, they feel success, you feel good about it, they're ready to take on something else. But when we collapse things on top of each other and it becomes three things instead of one, then it's really unclear to anybody when you're hitting success, right? So part of this is about letting it build. Okay, I said I was going to circle back to Lauren and Julie, and I just want to check in real quick because somebody else has joined the call, and I'm not sure who's here. Is there somebody else on the call who I haven't been identifying yet?
Hello, I am Claudia. I am new to
Claudia.
The program.
Great.
I just logged in like in the minute 10 when I figured how to dial in and all the stuff. I can be a happy listener, and I am learning a lot from listening all of you from this session. Thank you very much.
Great. All right, so I'm gonna let you listen today, and then the next time you call in, you'll be here at the beginning, and we'll bring you into the conversation. Is that good?
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Perfect. My pleasure. Okay, Lauren, I'm circling back to you.
Okay.
Where do you want to take aim?
I want to be accepting. I want to be accepting of how he spends his free time.
Wow, that's a big shift.
It is. I couldn't figure out the other one, and it wasn't working. So
why do you think it wasn't
coming back to his time, how he spends his free time?
Okay. And here's what I want to point out, is sometimes when we take aim, we're not taking aim on the right thing. And
am I not
taking
aim on the right thing?
No, you weren't. You are now, right?
Yeah.
Right? But you weren't before, and you were trying to put this round peg into a square hole, and it wasn't working.
Yeah, I couldn't get it to work. No.
Right. So when you gave yourself a minute and you thought about, okay, what's the real issue? The real issue is that y'all are clashing with each other around this other issue, and it's interfering with the relationship and your ability to really let go in these other areas.
Well, and what really is the thing is that, you know, if he does do a good job of getting his schoolwork done, which I'm thankful for, and he gets his stuff done, and then I would want him to say, okay, like, I have a little extra time, maybe I can work on a college thing, or maybe I can read a book, but if he wants to play video games in his spare time, and so I'm just trying
to
be accepting of that.
Great. Well done.
Which
I know it's hard.
Always, but yeah.
I know. I hear you. Okay, Julie Z. Back to you.
Okay, so I want to take aim on moving from, I think it's level 2 to level 3 around how she makes her list and making her list for what she has to do for her homework and for the night.
Great. Beautiful. Nice. Yes, that is moving. So you've been sort of managing it. It needs to be done a certain way, and you're ready to let her do it the way she wants to do it.
Well, maybe. I do want to get there.
Okay, good.
So we'll see. Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, so checking in, have I missed anybody, or did I get everybody in terms of taking aim? Okay. So I want to move into the topic of the week because – you know, of course, this is the week when there's huge, huge conversation. And if you haven't gone through the workbook up until now, I just want to remind you to, you know, go through, read the introduction, remind yourself of the model, right? Get it fresh in your brain. And then read this week's section on activating the brain and executive function. Because this is such a key component to everything that we do as parents. It's come up so well. This week we're talking about collecting information and the six areas of executive function, and then the next time we'll continue this conversation with activating the brain. Okay, so collecting information. So let me sort of break these into two. Okay. Last call, we talked about taking aim, and if you weren't here for the last call, I encourage you to go back and listen on the recordings of the last call. We talked about taking aim. That's step one in the model. That's what we've been sort of modeling for the last 20 minutes, right? Step two in the model is to get curious. Understand what's going on. Collect some information about everything that's going on in the dynamic. How are you feeling? How's your kid feeling? How's the teacher or the friends feeling? What's contributing to the dynamic, right? You know, if the issue is that, you know, your kid's having a hard time waking up, is it because he's not getting enough sleep? Is it because he's up all night gaming? Is it because he has a sleep issue and he needs some help going to sleep? Is it that he doesn't hear his alarm? Like get curious to what's going on before you try to come up with a solution, right? Julie is taking aim on really just getting curious, staying in this phase two with her daughter around medication, understanding what her daughter's learning and processing around it, asking questions and staying in this curious place so that they can stay in relationship and her daughter doesn't feel threatened and doesn't feel like she's attacking her and doesn't feel like she's trying to tell her something, but that she's really genuinely, authentically curious and open to what her daughter's thoughts are around it. And so part of what happens in this curious phase, particularly for those of you with teenagers, is it's really about putting yourself in your child's head and looking through the world, looking at the world through their eyes. What is it like for them right now? What is it like for a kid who's finished all his homework, and yes, he knows he's got college stuff to do, but he just wants some downtime to play some video games, right? Can you blame him for that? The core of collaboration is going to be in this place of getting curious, staying curious, being open to what else is happening besides what we want, besides our agenda. And a lot of us have been talking today about wanting to switch into phase two or to phase three, and that's all about loosening up our tight reins on the agenda and beginning to let their voice, their goals, their interests be part of what comes into play here, part of the conversation, right? So the other piece to the topic for today, besides this notion of collecting information or getting curious, is to really understand what's going on for our kids in terms of executive function, right? There are six areas of executive function. Most of you have learned about it in Sanity School. It's in the workbook again in this section. And I really encourage you to spend a little time looking at it, thinking about it, print out the executive function worksheet. If you've not done it with your kid yet, print out one for each of you and spend a little time with it. It's a great way to raise their awareness to what's going on for them without feeling judged. And the key here is to keep it matter of fact. I was talking to a client this morning. I had somebody mentioned this on a PSS call a couple of months ago, and I loved the story. So it may have been one of you on this call, but they printed out the executive function worksheet and for the parents and let the kids go through it with the parents and tell the parents where they thought they had strengths and where they thought they had challenges. Was that anybody on this call? Just curious. Okay. It's just this great story. And so instead of sitting down with the kids and saying, here's the executive function chart, let's figure out what your strengths and weaknesses are, they let the kids do it for them as the adult. And the kids had a great time, you know, dressing down their parents and telling them all the things that you know, we start with what they're doing well, and then the kids had a great time telling the parents where they thought they were having trouble. But so it sort of opened up this dialogue, and it was a parent of like an 8-year-old, I think. But then the kids wanted to do it for themselves. So then the parents printed up versions for the kids to do and for them to learn about themselves. So this week is really about getting informed, getting educated, and beginning to help our kids be more and more better educated around themselves and what's going on for them. So Julie, your daughter's learning this stuff about medication, making the linkages. This executive function chart could be a great way for you to say, I'm really curious, which of these areas do you think the meds are helping you with, and with which does it not make any difference at all? Yeah. So that she can understand what the value is to her. Let's be serious. Meds are not going to help in all six areas of executive function. That's not what they're designed for. Mm-hmm. But they may help her focus, or they may help her manage her impulsivity. Those will have two different impacts, right? But there's this great opportunity to help her raise her understanding and awareness of it. Not so you can convince her to use it, but so she can choose how to use it.
Yeah.
Right, which is the goal for her. So the executive function chart, I'm not going to go through all of this because I want to make sure we still have time to talk, but there are six areas of executive function. You've all, I'm sure, heard us talk about them. If those of you who are new to PSS this week, you got the executive function bundle as sort of a bonus for signing up, and so I really encourage you to take an hour or two with it. Listen to the webinar. There's a 9-minute video or audio, I'm not sure which it is, where I literally go through and I explain all of executive function in 9 minutes. I did it for a TED talk last year for ADDA. And it's a little intense, but it was pretty good, you know. So really take some time to understand executive function so that you can begin to see when you're looking at these different issues you're struggling with your kids, when you're looking at, you know, how they're taking ownership or how they're collecting their homework assignments or how they're spending their free time, any of it, where is executive function coming into play? Where are their strengths and where are their challenges? Because that's the key to helping them learn to manage themselves. And that's our goal here, is not really to get the homework done, although it is, but really the goal is to help them see what it takes for them to get their work done and to figure out how to motivate themselves or get ownership around it. So I'm going to stop there and kind of open up for conversation. We can do a little laser coaching if somebody has one of your topics you really want to focus in on. But I think before that, I'd like to just sort of open and ask what's coming up for people around this idea of understanding, getting more information, being better informed, getting curious, and understanding executive function. What are you noticing?
This is Stephanie. I'm curious to look some more at your information because you've been talking about mornings. We've been asking my son a lot to try to help us gain some insight into, you know, what would make things better, what would change things, and he has a really hard time really sharing in any of that dialogue. So I'm curious to see if this material hopefully helps some in that, because I don't want to keep making those decisions, but I also don't know if he's not talking to us how we can make that more collaborative at this point. You know, he's 10, so I know that he has the ability maybe to hopefully, you know, but to help gain him.
Sorry. Well, you know, it's really interesting. What's coming up for me as you're saying that is that sometimes we ask them what would make it better, and they say they don't know because they really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so when you begin to get clear on what's actually causing the problem, then you can begin to solve the problem.
Right, okay.
But if,
yeah, that makes sense.
You know, if the problem is just they're not doing this, but we don't know what's preventing them from doing it, that's what you really want to know.
Right, okay.
And I know I can hear your stress for the noise in the background, and it's really okay, okay?
Sorry, yes.
It's okay. Who else? What else is coming up for people around this notion of getting more information and understanding how executive function applies to the challenges you're facing? Who else?
This is Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
So on that same note, I have two older daughters, and I always hear, you know, informally that boys develop later and so forth. And so it's been sort of amazing to think about from 12 and a half to 13 now. It's like you can watch development happening week by week right now with our son. So that ability to be curious and have an actual conversation has a lot more potential right now. And I think I've been behind like a screen trying to think about how do I help him with insight about himself, and he's just not been there developmentally, and now I think he really is. And so it's kind of there's like tipping points where I feel like, oh, we should have been doing more when he was younger, and then you realize, well, you can do what you can do. So.
That's right. Here's where he is. Mm-hmm. Well, and here's what I'll offer to you, Kathy, is the biggest clue to moving from phase one to phase two is asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
Is ask, don't tell. Instead of saying, see, don't you see that you learned this or that this is better for you? Phase two is about saying, so what did you notice is better for you? What's different for you? What happens when you try this? Right? Asking questions to lead them to answer their own questions. Because when they do come up with a question, so when we ask the question, what would make it better, they don't know. But if you shift the questions to a few questions that are like, when this happens, is that better for you? Or if you try, have you ever tried that? What do you think might happen if you tried that? So asking questions that allow them to sort of think independently and process it, but not feel like they have to come up with an answer. Right, so phase two is really about asking questions so that they're beginning to figure things out for themselves, not answers, but clarity on kind of helping them see for themselves what their challenges really are. What are they dealing with? What are they trying to solve? So that's really more phase two. And then in phase three, now they're more solving their own problems, and we're moving into a role of how can I help you? But it takes a long time to get from phase two to phase three. Right, they need that phase two place is really about self-awareness. It's us fostering their self-awareness about what's going on and what are they trying to manage in the first place. Who else? What else is coming up for people?
This is Anne. And I think, you know, my son and I have lots of fun talks and conversations, and I can throw in some serious questions or some fun things. When I pick them up from school, we go to, you know, the local fast food place. He gets a snack. He gets, you know, it's around food. We seem to have lots of good conversations when food is involved. And so now that the food thing is changing, that's where a little bit of my, I guess, anxiety is coming up. Oh, no, now how are we going to do this?
Mm-hmm. So what's the question that you want to ask that you think will begin to help him feel more collaborative with you?
I don't know. I think I've always felt like it was my role as mom to take care of all the food issues.
Ooh. And it was. To a certain point, right? And that's changing.
Sure.
What's different?
Well, he's going to have to learn to make those decisions because I can't be with him all the time.
That's right. Okay. So what's important to him about those decisions? What do you want to make sure he's thinking about?
I'm not sure. I've processed it all. We're still in that phase that there's a lot of anger, and I just feel like maybe I don't even need to bring it up right now. Mm-hmm. I just need to not even bring it up. But how am I going to have these fun conversations and getting curious conversations if we don't have some of his go-to food places to go to?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a change.
So can I offer something to you?
Absolutely.
You have an opportunity to really connect with him over how much it sucks. Because you do live it and you do know. And even though you didn't have to do it as a teenager, you know what it's like. And so he, it sounds like, needs you to be in a place of real radical compassion with him and just really commiserate with him about how lousy this is. And let him mourn it a little bit. Don't try to fix it yet. Let him mourn it.
Right.
Let him feel it. Let him understand it. Have compassion for it. Use ACE, right? And then you can let him know, I have to be honest with you, like, we've had so much fun after school doing food, and I'm a little worried because I still want this time with you. When you're ready, I'd love to try to explore and find some new ways for us to enjoy this together. But give him space to be ready and to let you know. And go to him and say, you're right. I didn't ask. You didn't ask me to do this. Be transparent with him. That is very pretty, but I'm not sure what it is. Does anybody know?
I'm not sure what it is either.
That was really funny. Nice punctuation, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, perfect mood break.
Right. I know, it's
no,
great.
No,
but
I,
to really just
no,
be
I,
with him,
yes,
with his,
yes,
like, let him be miserable and meet him there. Meet him where he is. You know?
I do.
Okay. Is that helpful?
Just, sure. But I just want to solve all that food problem. It's just not going to happen.
It's not. Mm-mm. It's not. My daughter's been, we figured it out when my daughter was 10. And so I've lived with it always, you know, all of their lives. And it's definitely hard. And it's a lot of work as a parent. And it does feel like, you know, food has been our job, and now all of a sudden I don't have control over this thing that's so important. So you got your stuff to deal with too, right? And
right,
be honest with him and let him know, I'm gonna be dealing with this too, and it's hard for me in a different way, and I'm gonna do my best to support you. And if I overstep, just know it's because, you know, I'm your mama bear and my job's always been to feed you, and now all of a sudden it's different. As transparent as you can be, okay?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Who else? We're going to get, we'll hit one more and then we'll sort of do our final four, but who else has got some thoughts or something coming up for you around this issue of getting curious and getting informed and helping them become better informed themselves?
This is Gail.
Mm-hmm.
And So I feel like I'm micromanaging Alex's executive functioning.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been aware, and I try to back off, but when I do back off, then it just doesn't happen. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have the option of not
well,
guiding.
So here's what I would offer you, right? Is the opportunity is to take aim on one thing at a time for you to pull back on, and not pull back on everything, but pull back on
okay,
one thing in agreement with him. It's like, okay, I'm going to
okay,
continue to scaffold you on this and this and this, because, you know, if that's fine with you, because I know you still need it, and let's agree on the one area where you're ready to take it on yourself, where you want me out of your business.
Okay. Okay.
Right. And so that's your collaborative place.
Okay.
And that's what we mean by scaffolding. We scaffold everything else, and then one thing at a time, we transfer those batons.
Okay.
Okay. So I want to wrap up the call. I want to make sure we have some time for our sort of closeout. So there are four final questions we always ask at the end of every call, and, you know, they're in your journal, so you can capture these for yourself, and I would encourage you, I hope you follow along in your journal, either online or print it out, whatever works for you. But really take the time at the end of every call to answer these four questions, right? So one is, what did I focus on or pay attention to today? I know what I was talking about, but what were you talking about? Was it one particular kid or one particular dynamic? Just simply, just sort of, what was the issue today? And then what's your clarity or what's your takeaway? And that's what I'll come back and ask everybody in a minute. What are you taking away from this call? What's your aha? And if relevant, is there an action step you want to commit to from here? And for some of you, there will be, and some of you, there won't be. Sometimes we're just learning and understanding and deepening our understanding, and that's what it is. And sometimes we're forwarding our action. So which of those is it for you today? And if there is an action you want to commit to, how do you want to set yourself up for success with it? You know, if the action is, I want to talk to my son about mornings, how do you want to set yourself up for success? Well, you probably don't want to do it in the morning. You know, you probably want to have that conversation maybe off-site or at dinner or out at a coffee shop, or, you know, that's an example of how you might want to set yourself up for success, okay? So I want to go around for anybody who wants to share. What's your aha, your takeaway from today? And if you want to share it, what's your action, your commitment to action? And Julie M., I know you always have to leave right on time, so I'm going to start with you.
I do. I do. Thank you. I was just thinking about my daughter and the meds, but how it relates to her and her schoolwork. And I think there's just a whole lot of areas that I need to be curious about with her about and asking different questions. I need to formulate some different questions about, you know, what is it, what's hard about doing your schoolwork? What's hard about staying focused, and so that we can get a little bit more dialed in into maybe some specific solutions instead of just this broad paintbrush of, you know, oh, the meds will take care of everything, you know, and it, which we know it won't.
They won't.
right. But yeah.
Well, and so when you look at that executive function chart,
get more curious.
Yeah, that will help you. It's like, is it about focusing? Is it hyper-focus? Is she getting distracted?
Right.
Is it staying on task? Right. All of those pieces will help her figure out and break it down. And that's really the goal, is that you're not trying to do it for her. You're trying to help her figure out what she needs to know to manage her brain.
Right. And I think showing her this chart and having her review my challenge areas, I think would be a nice way to take the pressure off and the just so it's not like I'm saying, oh, you're messing up in this area, you know. I don't want to be like that. I want it to be more of a conversational type thing, and we can laugh about where we both
I definitely
suck, so.
no matter what you should always print out one for yourself, whether you start with you or not. I'm saying this to everyone on the call, print out one for yourself. Do not print it just for your kid. Because believe me, you got issues too. we humans all do. Great. Thanks, Julie. Anybody else? Mm-hmm. What are you taking away from today? What's your aha?
I'll go. This is Gail. Sorry. Just that the tiny piece to take aim on versus the whole morning routine, you know, just kind of really boiling it down to one piece of one step.
Yes.
So
yep.
That's helpful.
Great. And any action commitment you want to make?
Well, I think to try to back off the expectations and really focus on how does he do with picking one step. And
great.
Maybe letting him pick it and going from there.
Brilliant. Cool. Thanks. Who else? What's your takeaway from today, ladies?
This is Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that the topic of medication and looking at how the medication helps the different executive functioning challenges was really interesting. So my son's been kind of playing around with taking his medicine, not taking his medicine, so I think that'll be helpful for him.
Does your son like science?
He loves science.
Okay, so make it a scientific experiment. Or encourage, you know, ask him if he might want to do a scientific experiment, but do a little science with it.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. Who else? What are you taking away, ladies?
This is Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
And I also appreciate that taking aim really requires, you know, narrow focus and being specific. And it sort of resonates. My son did a summer school program where there was just a really structured, incremental pathway for him to really experience success.
Mm-hmm.
And then my action step is going to be asking questions and being curious about his reading log.
Great. Brilliant. Well done. Who else? Elise, what about you?
I guess, well, I don't know if I had an aha moment, but I think I need to kind of go back and review the, you know, the material. So I'm familiar with some of the stuff that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And what was?
Yeah, that's my action step, I guess.
That's right. I think that's a good place to be. So, and just a reminder for those of you with Sanity School, the topic we're covering this week and next week are really all what Module 2 is about from Sanity School. So if you go back and review Module 2 or if you go listen to the pieces of the executive function bundle, that will be really helpful. Cool. Anything else, Lisa, or is that good?
No, that's it.
Awesome. Stephanie, what about you? I can't tell who's still here. She may. There were two people had to leave, it looks like, top of the hour. Julie Z, what about you?
I love that, just the making it really small so that, and helping her focus that I can give my daughter some of the independence she's wanting and more autonomy, but we can focus in together on it and pick and choose, and it doesn't have to be all at once.
Great. Yeah, absolutely. Little bits at a time. Little bits at a time.
Yes.
Anne, what about you?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anne, are you still here? You may not be. No, I think we already sort of processed hers. So I just want to close off by acknowledging all of you for being here and just reminding you that your presence is what makes a difference, and you're doing this work and taking this pause a couple times a month to just think about it and figure it out and process it. That's what makes the difference, right? So I just want to honor you and acknowledge you for being here. Those of you who are new to PSS, welcome. We're thrilled to have you. I encourage you to use the forum, come to the office hours calls, and we will talk to everybody. Next week is an office hours call, and we'll talk to you all soon. Take care, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.